I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. We'll start off this hour, give you a weather update brought to us by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Storm season is coming. Make sure your home is ready. Get your free roof and window estimate today. Visit tornadoroofing.com. Currently in Miami, 83 degrees and cloudy. A little rain, as Leroy said, like a 4 or 5-ish today in the late afternoon. You know how it is down here in South Florida, people. Wind gusts up to 15 miles per hour. So, you know, maybe have a hoodie ready in the truck, something like that. I don't know.
A hoodie?
Yeah, I'm not saying full-blown poncho, you know, just in case. Just in case. Have the hoodie ready. Throw it over from walk from one side of the street to the other, dude. You know what I'm saying? By the by, I want to let you guys know, we got a Michelob Ultra watch party coming up on Friday night at the bar in Coral Gables, your old favorite show pony. I'm going to be there, and we're going to be watching USA and Paraguay as Team USA gets going. So excited to watch a little bit of the beautiful game with everybody. We also have a prize to give away. Our friends over at Michelob Ultra are giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to an upcoming world soccer match at Miami football covered up, whatever their stadium is that I'm not allowed to call it now because, you know, they have all the rules over there. But you guys get it. The one where all the big games happen. You guys know where it is, okay? They have they go the vroom vrooms. They have the tennis. The football teams play there. And the football teams play there. So there's a game there of great soccer consequence that we will be giving away a pair of tickets for at this Michelob Ultra watch party on Friday night at the bar in Coral Gables. Michelob Ultra also gives away a ton of swag. We give away a ton of swag. You get to watch it all. Hopefully you guys can swing on by.
It's going
to
be a long day for you, buddy.
It is going to be a long day. It is going to be a long day. Thankfully, I will be like probably like 9 coffees in. And once, you know, we get to the bar, we'll figure it out, dude. You know, we'll switch to another beverage, perhaps. Perhaps.
Is it going to be that's it. That's it. Don't do that. That game, the football game.
Football.
Yeah, okay. So there's no other games of importance that night. Like, there's no hockey game or NBA.
No, because NBA is Saturday, right? After this one?
Yes.
They go back to San Antonio. They take 2 days off. I don't know about hockey.
Hockey, I believe it's Sunday? I believe they're getting 2 days off, and then they play Sunday.
And then Marlins play, I believe, the Pirates. I don't know if we got Sandy and Skeens that day. Do we get Sandy and Skeens this trip? Let's see.
I don't believe so.
No. Skeens is pitching Sunday. Sandy's pitching Saturday. So they don't face each other.
Unless there's a rain delay.
Sunday, though, is on Peacock for all those who are looking for the Fish game on TV. So
12:30?
12:15.
Oh, 12:15. I should know. I'm producing it.
Well, you know, dude. So, just so you know, that's when the Marlins are. They go to Pittsburgh after this, then Philly, and then they will come back against San Francisco and Texas after that short 6-game road trip. The Marlins will try and finish off. They have been playing really, really good baseball.
Yes.
Yesterday, they get the win 10-6 over the Arizona Diamondbacks. Here was the call last night. Otto Lopez with the big RBI single to break up the tie for the Fish.
2-0. That one, a line shot that is up the gut and through for a base hit. Mack around third. Center fielder Waltzman comes up firing, and it's cut off. The league's leading hitter delivers again. His third hit of the night, and Otto Lopez drills an RBI single up the gut. It's 7-6 in the bottom of the eighth.
Man. What a season this guy's had, dude. Been very impressive.
Yep. It's sneaky. You've had two or three guys that if you put them, their numbers just in the air, you would think the team that they play for is better.
Mm-hmm.
Right? when you talk about Max Meyers being the best pitcher and he's not even supposedly your best pitcher, when you talk about the three guys knocking the cover off the ball, you talk about the speed they play with, you talk about their defense, they're solid on defense, you would think that they would be better, but it's every game sometimes has that one inning of destruction.
Yeah, I think the thing that the Marlins should be proud of, though, is it really did look like after all the pitchers were starting to drop like flies, you'd be like, oh, this is probably where it gets cooked. You know, like they had a nice, respectable run, then they hit that five-game losing streak season long. Dude, they've answered back with a lot of it. They've answered back to that adversity. They're a couple games under 500. I got to give them a lot of credit, you know, because I felt like when that happened, I'm like, ugh, this, you know, you start losing pitcher after pitcher, like they may be cooked. You know, you lose Ayori, you lose Junk. You're like, this may be a little too much to overcome. And they've responded. They've responded. This was Otto Lopez talking after the game. Here's what he had to say.
Otto, how was the offense tonight able to be so relentless?
After the day off yesterday, I would say it was pretty good. We worked really hard today on getting our every at bat like successful, and that it worked very hard. I would say that was one of the keys today.
What's been the most fun about your season this year?
I mean, it's called running. Of course, every time we had a hit, we got a new emotion, a new celebration, and that's cool too. Like being able to change it, and every time we got it possible to do it, and that's why it's been very, very fun for us.
I remember seeing you in 2024 when you first got here. You are leading the league in batting average and in hits. What if I were to tell you that in 2024, that 2 years later, you'd be at the top of those categories?
I mean, I wouldn't believe it, but yeah. I feel pretty good at the plate. All the work that I've been putting in since that year to now, it's all the experience that I've been working. I would say it's pretty good to feel that way to now.
Thanks for the time, Otto.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Jack.
There is Steven Strom and Otto Lopez after the game yesterday on Marlins Radio. Otto Lopez, 341 on the season and has 89 hits, which is ahead of former Marlin Luis Arraez, who has 84 on the year for the Giants. Still good at hitting, Luis Arraez.
Don't get it. Why crazy, nobody right? loves him?
Yeah, it's just, you know, sorry, I don't hit home runs. Like, what's the big deal? People don't like him.
I wasn't a fan, and then that's Dan Day's guy. Dan Day, my cousin, he turned. I was like, oh, you know what? Your guy really can hit. Why doesn't anybody want him? He always plays well for good teams.
I don't know what's wrong with having guys who can hit the ball but not out of the park. You know, it's okay.
He's won 3 batting titles.
Yeah,
you know what's crazy?
In each league.
30 years ago, that would have been awesome. He would have been a star.
Yeah,
because you couldn't get him out.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I know he's not the best defender in the world, so like it's, you know, Otto's a better defender than Luis Arraez, but I don't know. That's a strange thing. But Otto does that. I mean, what else needs to be said? He's been leading the league in batting average and hits the entire season. It's June 10th. Like, that's an all-star. You know, that's an all-star right there. So he's been awesome.
Fitch is only 2.5 behind the wild card spot.
Yeah, they're playing great, man. You really, really got to give your hats off to him. No doubt. Rest of our headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai in Miami. We go to the beach for a little solcito, and we want a low price. You save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito. At Doral Hyundai, Stanley Cup final is even at 2 apiece. Jordan Staal with the go-ahead goal falling down on his face. That's how you lose. Third period, Carolina beat Vegas yesterday. That series even at 2 apiece. Tonight, it is game 4 between the Knicks and Spurs at 8:30, and that is on ABC. So and strangely enough, this could be something. It could be nothing. I don't know. But old Giannis.
Oh, boy. What do you do now?
He just happened to be hobnobbing with one of Miami's own recently. He posted on social media a certain meeting with a certain... What would I refer to this guy as? I mean, I think you would refer to him as one of the brass of the city, you know, an owner in this city. Handsome David Beckham. Giannis posted a photo of himself swapping jerseys with old David Beckham. And we know that this Giannis loves soccer. Now, perhaps this is just me. If I was about to sign a $300 million deal in Miami, maybe he wants to get a little slice. You know, maybe he wants to get a little slice of that into Miami team.
I wouldn't get no slice, and I wouldn't get no slice until after they determine how much it's worth when Messi leaves.
When you want to wait till the Messi era is over to get back on the discount, because you know they're gonna listen. You know they're gonna get whoever the next guy is.
Wait, guys went to a Giannis parade for signing them? Oh my god!
Like the Shaq,
the mighty have fallen.
Remember Shaq brought the 18-wheeler?
He did. This was Giannis yesterday, or at least he posted it today.
Wait a minute. It's a Milwaukee jersey.
Well, it doesn't have a Heat jersey yet. That's tampering.
So? With you, it doesn't matter.
You know what's amazing? Can I just say this?
That's tampering.
For all the reasons why I love you are the same reasons why I hate you.
Why, dude? Like,
so you just had some thoughtful insight reading tea leaves, right? And then you follow it up with this.
What?
When was this?
He posted it today.
But when was it taken?
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Could have been 2 days ago.
That looks like a long time ago.
I don't know. It's hard to say. I don't know when it was.
But that's my point.
Let me see. See if David Beckham posts anything. Here's the thing.
And that looks like a Beckham Man U jersey. That's not an Inter Miami jersey.
Look how young Giannis looks.
Interesting.
Look how young Beckham looks.
Wouldn't that be even weirder, though? Like, why would you post an old photo of meeting David Beckham?
Maybe happened on that day.
Nah. David Beckham just posted it today. Look. There he is.
Whoop. I can't see.
I'm telling you, that's him. Take my word for it.
Who's the other two guys?
Yeah.
Well, Thanesis, of course.
Oh, he's over there.
He said, great to meet the family, Giannis.
And how long ago was this?
He posted this 40 minutes ago, David Beckham.
But that's because he probably followed
I think they're in China.
But you said this was in Miami, though.
No, yes. I didn't say that. I said that he met in Miami. I didn't say this was Miami. I did not say this was in Miami. I said he met a member of Miami Brass. I did not say it was in Miami. It seems like it's in China. Then he goes.
Maybe they have a deal with the same company and they did it as a photo.
Maybe they do. And, you know, and then.
Nike, maybe? Maybe Nike's involved?
Hey, dude, I don't know. Maybe. You could be right. You could be right. I don't know. I'm not here.
Somebody said we've seen him in the same outfit he was in Miami. That means, what are you trying to say? Giannis doesn't have a fit? He doesn't have a wardrobe. He's like wearing the same clothes over and over.
Interesting.
And like
looking right now, he's advertising a meet and greet with Thanesis Antetokounmpo. Listen, Thanesis Antetokounmpo is going to do a lot of appearances at the Heat store. And come to the Dolphin Mall, everybody, at the Heat store to meet Thanesis Antetokounmpo.
Oh, and no. Can't wait for Thanesis to be at the whiskey and cigar.
Wow.
We got an Antetokounmpo coming
to Whiskey Stars and Cigars.
Whiskey Stars and Cigars. Yeah. Whiskey Stars and Cigars. It's Thanesis.
Giannis and
Thanesis.
Schmieden says Thanesis will be doing La Granja commercials. Ooh, man. Wow. David Beckham. And Giannis.
For Twitcher.
Take a break. We're back after this.
Lemonade. Fresh squeeze lemonade. Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. as we got lots of action happening tonight with the NBA Finals. Marlins will be back at it tonight. And, of course, it's a nice night off for me because Love Island takes the day off today. So, you know, you got a day to recover after voting day last night.
I was voting day last night.
Yeah, it was voting day yesterday because the new bombshells are in and they want you to couple up them with the new people. And
any possible...
This is where in Love Island you get a week in and people are getting horny, Vlad.
I mean, come on, it's a week.
You've been there a week and so they just can't take it anymore. And so this is about the time in Love Island where things really take a turn. And let me tell you something, they've really cranked up the juice on trying to break up these couples. So... We'll take the day off. We will reset, refocus on Love Island, and get ready for it. Of course, on Thursday. So we got that to look forward to. The World Cup gets going tomorrow. We will talk World Cup coming up with Solana.
That's why he's here.
That's why he's here,
dude. I was about to go off. Right?
Why?
Now. I'm like, why the hell are you coming on our show?
He's coming on.
I thought they were doing like a test interview and he popped on.
I think that he is a bit of a he's a bit of a soccer purist. I don't think he appreciates the way I speak of the beautiful game.
Timeout.
So
you got the wrong Solana if you want soccer.
Right? I don't. What do you mean?
You should have gotten Daniel.
I don't know.
Dice Aldani.
We will talk to Solana coming up about it as the World Cup gets going tomorrow.
You talk to bad Solana. We talk to the good Solana.
The good Solana.
Yeah. The better Solana.
Wow.
That's what we call them.
That's how it goes, huh?
Yes.
Wow. All right. We'll see how he responds to such claims in this as this all gets going. But yes, tomorrow, World Cup, 3:00, Mexico and South Africa. I just went for Mexico, so I'm going to root for them, even though they are kind of America's rival. I will tell you this, though. You want to know what speaks Mexico?
What speaks Mexico?
Dude, Leroy... Let me tell you about Mexico, dude. You walk, you go right off the plane, and you find yourself a urinal at the Cancun International Airport. One of the things I love is a urinal game. And let me tell you something. Having a goal set up at each urinal cake with a ball that you can aim for, what a time. What an absolute time.
Wait, you have to be the only person in the world, and I can picture this.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go pee.
Were you saying goal?
Again?
Of course.
You were saying goal after every time you were urinating, weren't you?
You wouldn't?
I would too. I'm like, I would.
I was just like, man, if anything makes you feel like you needed to arrive in Mexico, nothing like a soccer goal urinal cake is going to do that. Like, it was just, I mean, I was embodied in the culture immediately. It was great. It was great. We'll take a break. We'll talk a little World Cup with Solana. Coming on up. We're back after this.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radnor, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3. WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. As the finals will continue tonight, Spurs and Knicks. Knicks lead that series 2-1. I wish them no success. So hopefully the Spurs can even that up tonight and we can get that going. But let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Chop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan and toyotaofhollywood.com. You guys can catch him every single weekday afternoon on Hockman, Crowder, and Solana. It's Solana. What's up, dude?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
I'm good. I didn't appreciate being called the lesser of the two Solanas by Vlad, but I get it. Tobin, he's very afraid that his Knicks are going to choke a 2-0 series lead, and I'm going to be all over him, so I get it. You know, I'll let Vlad have his moment right now. Still up 2-1.
Are you the better Solana?
Yes. Hmm. Yes.
Who lied to you and told you that?
My parents wouldn't say that, but I would say I am.
So, are you?
Says the only Solana in the family that thinks that.
Yep. Three siblings, Leroy, and there is zero doubt in my mind. I am the least favorite, zero doubt, and the least successful, by the way.
So you got the Goosies? Like we're on the doorstep of the World Cup. You love this stuff.
I absolutely adore this stuff. You were right earlier. I turn off the radio every time I hear you talking about soccer because it just infuriates me.
Why?
But I am genuinely as excited for not just tomorrow, but the festivities that are going to be happening around Miami as well. The group stage games that are happening in Miami. This city is getting really quality soccer coming into its home stadium here at Hard Rock Stadium. And it's going to be awesome. Genuinely, this is the biggest sporting event in the world, without a doubt. And it's in our backyard. I think everybody should really be appreciating that.
Are you going to see Uruguay in person?
Yes, I lucked out, man. Uruguay plays two games in Miami. The first two games here at Hard Rock Stadium are, you know, where my parents are from and the team I've always loved since I was a little kid. So I've got my tickets secured, Tobin. The whole Solana clan will be out there. Uruguay is going to play Saudi Arabia on Monday at 6 p.m. And then they'll play Cabo Verde or Cape Verde the following Sunday at 6 p.m. as well. Those are the first two group stage games, and I'll be out there for sure.
So, but should they wipe the floor with those two teams?
Yeah, they'll be heavy favorites in both those games. I think Saudi Arabia will be a team that could make it out of the group stage. So in this World Cup, it's an expanded World Cup for the first time ever. It's normally 32 teams. They added 12 more. So the top two of every group, there's 12 groups. The top two teams will advance after playing everybody. But now eight of the best third place teams advance as well. So that opens up a whole new realm of possibilities for teams like Saudi Arabia, or who knows, even a team like Cape Verde. And, you know, the United States men's national team, I think there's a lot of excitement here in the U.S., obviously, for what a lot of people are calling the golden age. Pochettino, who's their new manager for the past year plus. As long as they get through, even if it is as a third place team, I think that group is a lot tougher than most people understand it to be. As long as they get through, I don't care if it's a third seed and they're one of the top three or top eight third seeds. Like, to me, that's a success in this World Cup, because with an extra knockout round, things and chaos tend to happen in the World Cup on this stage. And I think the U.S. can take advantage of that.
Solana, is it a bigger field because of the countries involved in the automatic bids? So they just made it bigger because now you're not doing one country, you're doing like North America.
Right. So in theory, that makes sense, Leroy. But no, the reality is FIFA just wants as much money as possible. They are starting with Infantino, who's the head of the FIFA president. Everybody is probably familiar with this guy already. If you think Adam Silver looks like an alien in disguise, or like a snake with human skin on top of him, look up this guy. I mean, he is a spitting image of one of those aliens in Men in Black. They just want as much money, Leroy, and right. More teams, more games, more money, especially in the U.S., where, you know, everybody's seen the stories about ticket prices. Everybody's seen the stories about how logistically traveling is going to be a nightmare. You know, for a team like Scotland, for example, they play Brazil in the third group stage game here in Miami. Imagine being a Scottish fan paying these insane prices to travel from Scotland to the United States. They're playing their first game at Gillette Stadium. They think, oh, we're going to Boston. Oh, we're going to Boston, a big American city. And then they're taking that one road to Gillette Stadium.
Yeah.
That is just surrounded by like suburbs, houses.
Right.
One road in, one road out. They have to pay $90+ each way to get from Providence or Boston on the train to get there. And then they have to fly to Miami to watch the next game. So in past World Cups, Qatar, which happened in 2022, obviously a much smaller country, you could follow your team around. In Russia, a lot of teams that you follow your team around in the group stage, and if they keep going, you keep following them. And logistically, it was a bit easier to get there. Hotels were cheaper. Everything was just cheaper. In the United States, we have made it incredibly difficult for people to follow their team around because of how big our country is, but also because of the prices. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, how all that plays out over the next month.
I love the idea of a bunch of Scots having to stay at Stadium Hotel.
and thinking, oh, we're staying in Miami. Yeah. You know, we're in Miami. I mean,
remember when we went to Vegas?
Oh, the Irish, yeah.
They didn't even – Solana, did – a guy wanted to jump in my Uber one morning. And I said, dude, go get some sleep. He says, I don't have a room.
I think the Scots are a little better behaved, but I don't know what they, I mean, but I think soccer makes everybody crazy. So I'm not quite sure. Who is our best player on Team USA? Is it still Pulisic, or do we have anybody new like I should be excited about?
Are you talking about the LeBron James of soccer, Toby?
Yeah, I want to know. Yeah, who is the new guy? Like, do we have any new guys, or it's the same old guys?
Nah, it's Christian Pulisic for sure. It's Weston McKennie for sure. Those are the guys. Balogun is going to be the starting forward for the United States men's national team. You have another forward in Pepe as well. Gio Reyna is another name that you can look to. Look, man, the United States, I don't think they're a favorite in this tournament. I don't think anybody has them as a favorite in this tournament. But Christian Pulisic has been playing really high-level football, Tobin, I'll call it football, for AC Milan, which is one of the top clubs in Italy. He starts. He's scoring goals. He's been phenomenal. And in these World Cup games, things are going to be so tight. For those of you who don't like 0-0 games, 0-0 scoreless, 1-0, that's how these games tend to shape up in a tournament where the stakes are so high. Teams are more conservative. They're more reserved in the back.
Gotta park that bus.
But yeah, man, you park the bus, man. Gotta park it. That opens up opportunity for guys like Pulisic on the biggest stage to go perform and have those individual brilliant moments. So I think the U.S. should get out of their group. I'm not convinced they will. I don't think they're the favorite in their group. I think Turkey is the favorite. And that opening game against Paraguay did very well in the South American qualifiers. They had the same amount of points as my home country, Uruguay, as Brazil, as Colombia. So people think of Paraguay as this easy first game for the U.S. men's national team. And I'm telling you right now, like, it is not going to be easy on Friday when they open up their play. But yeah, Tobin, Pulisic, for me, still the best player for the United States. But they do have Tyler Adams, Weston McKennie. These are all guys that play in Europe, start for quality European teams. So if the question is, can the U.S. for the first time with this manager, Pochettino, who has experience, they're linking him to Italy following the World Cup, can they bring it together and hopefully get into the knockout rounds and then take down one of the quote-unquote giants of the game?
So right now in Calci, you have Spain and France, the two top dogs.
Yeah.
Under them, England, Portugal, Argentina, Brazil, Germany. Like, who do you think actually has the best chance out of those teams?
So Argentina, everybody knows Leo Messi. That team is stacked. There's zero doubt about it. Here's the thing. No team has won back-to-back World Cups. It's only happened twice in the history of the game. They've been doing these since 1930. Once Italy did it in 1934 and 1938. And the second time it happened was Brazil in 58 and 62. So it's been over a half century since that's ever been accomplished. France almost did it. They won the 2018 World Cup and were in the final against Argentina in 2022 in Qatar. They end up losing in PKs. That's why I count Argentina out. I just think it's so difficult to go back-to-back in a World Cup, especially with an extra knockout round in this World Cup because of the bigger field.
Even with Messi being Pink's champion.
Even with Messi winning the MLS Cup, he's 4 years older. There was that injury in the final MLS match he played, and I think he'll be fine. I think he'll end up playing, but don't expect to see Messi playing 90 minutes every single game. To me, they might use him in a more reserved role off the bench, final 30 minutes of the game. Or if he starts, dude's going to be walking around. Like, the heat is going to be a factor in this World Cup, which is why they basically turned the World Cup into effing American football with quarters. They're having water breaks, two-minute water breaks in between every half so that FIFA can sell more advertising money.
Really?
On Fox. Yeah.
That's very just embarrassing.
They've ruined my game, Tobin. They have ruined it.
Well, listen, dude, it happens. You go look at a UFC match. It looks like the yellow pages on a canvas now.
Germany, to me, is the best flyer you can take. They're a young team. They haven't made it out of the group stage in the past two World Cups. This is a team that's won the second most World Cups ever. All their players play in elite clubs, either in Germany or around Europe. And compared to France and Spain, who are the two favorites. Then Portugal, everybody wants Cristiano Ronaldo to win a World Cup. He'll be in Miami, by the way, against Colombia. Get in price. for that game here at Hard Rock Stadium, final group stage game, is starting at $3,500. Get in price.
Just to see a washed up Ronaldo?
Well, Colombia, you know, the Colombians in Miami, man. They're out to support. They normally do well in these types of tournaments too. But Germany to me is the best bang for your buck in terms of a bet because of all like the favorites and the historically great countries who have had success in the World Cup. They have the lowest odds, and I don't really understand why. I don't think they should be, you know, in the same conversation as France and Spain, who are by and large the two best teams in this tournament. Like if you want to watch two teams who are great at soccer, those are the two teams you want to watch. But to me, Germany has quality players. You can get them right now on the Hard Rock Bet app, Tobin, at like plus 1,200 or 1,300 to win the tournament. Like they have that type of quality to go win it.
Is there a almost hockey dynamic here? Because it seems like you sent me these Real Housewives edits on social media about how much Real Madrid is a drama queen show right now. Is there going to be problems for Mbappe if he beats Spain and then has to go back to Real Madrid?
They hate Mbappe in Spain right now. Real Madrid fans, over a million people signed a petition, and most of them being Real Madrid fans. It went viral on like Real Madrid, the socials of that entire fan base, for Mbappe to leave the club. Just think about this. Kylian Mbappe, who, by the way, he's a World Cup champion. Like, he won a title with France already, which is remarkable. But he played for PSG, which is a top club in Paris. They were never able to win the Champions League, which is like the ultimate prize for a club team. They could never do it. They always fell short. Kylian Mbappe could never lead his team as the best player. He leaves to Real Madrid. And in the two seasons since he's left, Real Madrid has won zero titles, either domestic, on the national level. They haven't even won the league because Barcelona's won it twice, their biggest nemesis. And PSG has won back-to-back Champions League titles since he's left.
Damn.
So Real Madrid fans just think he's cursed.
It's mush. That's mush behavior.
But the reality is France is very good. He always plays very well with the French national team. And it's not like he was a total bum this year, Tobin. Like he was still a very good player. But yeah, keep an eye on France. Keep an eye on it. If they end up playing Spain in the final or in one of the knockout rounds and Mbappe wins.
I'm just trying to get Mbappe to the Pinks. You know, that's my ultimate goal is getting him to the
Pinks.
We'll see. Giannis is going to buy it. We just saw Giannis hobnobbing with David Beckham. He's going to buy a slice, and we might get Mbappe, dude.
Man, that picture, had he not given Beckham a Bucks jersey, that would have been it for me. Like I would have already been buying my Giannis 34 Milwaukee or Miami Heat jersey.
He probably gave him the Heat one. You just can't show it. That's tampering. You know, he can't have Beckham tampering right now. All right, Solana, great job. Where can people find your World Cup coverage upcoming?
Yeah, Tobin and Leroy, thank you, because I know this is not your thing, so I appreciate it. But we are going to be doing a World Cup show every Saturday from 12 to 2.
Wait.
That means I'm
time out. Put me on. Hold up.
That means I'm
hold up.
Feeling 2 wait, hours.
Wait, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Yeah. I wanted to know.
No. We are going to be doing a show.
Leroy, you got to understand. Leroy, you got to understand. I just got the programming schedule the other day. Right? So the programming schedule lets you know what's up, you know, what's the schedule for the upcoming weeks. So look at the schedule. I look at the weekend, trying to see if Dan and I are going to be on. Maybe the Marlins are playing. All of a sudden, now our show is delayed 2 hours for some soccer show. I'm thinking some Westwood One, you know, happening. Now come to find out it's because of Solana?
That's right.
You got bumped.
That's a great promo there from Vlad, who sounds very excited to listen to the Summer of Soccer, which has a sponsor, by the way.
It's not sponsored by me and Dan.
Every single Saturday throughout the World Cup. I'm really excited about this. I think people should buy into the World Cup. I think people should appreciate that it's here in Miami. We're one of the epicenters of the tournament. And I'll be recapping all the games. U.S. plays Friday night at 9. So Saturday at noon, we'll be recapping it 12 to 2.
The biggest cities are going to be – The biggest cities would be LA and Miami, right?
No, New York.
New York is where the finals going to be. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Philadelphia.
Hopefully they don't blow the finals. They'll be super games. Depressed.
There's like a weird scheduling situation where one of the NBA finals games, I think it's game 6, coincides with France playing at MetLife Stadium, I believe. Oh. Imagine the nightmare of just getting between places in New York.
Also, what do the French care about more? Wemby or the World Cup?
That's a good point.
Oh, that's a good World Cup. A lot of people getting beat down that day.
That's a lot of flying baguettes.
No. That'd be a lot of beat downs that day.
All right, Solana. Appreciate you joining us, man. Thanks for the time. We will take a break, and we will get you caught up with your headlines. Coming up next.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter. This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.